An exceptional night last night at the Royal York for the Canadian Journalism Foundation Awards Gala. If you are journalism and journalists have been facing a lot of heat over the last little while, called maggots, scum, etc. I was in a room last night with some of the smartest people in this field, and it was inspiring and humbling. And the amazing thing about an event like this is that you meet people who are doing extraordinary things and take what they do, not for granted, but they just think that it's kind of what they should be doing. And then you step back and you look at their work, and you can't help but be knocked out. So congratulations to the folks at the Winnipeg Free Press, who were awarded for their fantastic work that they've been doing, not just in the last few months, obviously, but over the course of a long history. Michael McClear, who got the Lifetime Achievement Award, an amazing, amazing journalist who spoke from the heart just about why he does this. He has a book coming out in the fall about his work in Vietnam, for those of you who watched his coverage of that war. David Carr from the New York Times, great chance to meet him. This is a guy who, in years past, has struggled with a drug addiction, is now doing exceptional work, gets up on stage and says, "I'm not your typical New York Times man." Makes a crack about the mayor, saying he has more in common with the mayor than it was a very interesting pointed comment in a room full of journalists, and people were laughing and not laughing and then laughing a lot. And congratulations as well. One of the great parts of this night is that you see some of your colleagues take time out of their career to learn more about life. There is a series of fellowships that are given out, and so we want to say congratulations to the CBC's Kelly Crow, Jody Porter, who does great work from the North, who are both off to Massey College for a Southern Fellowship, and a name that you will know here in Toronto, David Ryder, who is the City Hall Bureau Chief for the Toronto Star, also off for a Massey Fellowship. Congratulations to all of you. It's a chance for them just to kind of pause and think about the world that they're in. And if you, as I say, were ever questioning the value of journalism or where it's going right now, this night in particular was a great celebration of that. So thanks to everybody who was part of that night. And David Carr, funny, funny guy, and smart as well.